Dance, get the thumbs cut. Now I'm got your fun with a cigar, so yan igwa.
Taras paska hat and it's cigar show.
And it's a beautiful day. We eat the make. Hope you guys are have that chance to go outside and enjoy this beautiful weather. You know, I think this is the first time in a while. It seemed like all summer, all throughout Nipin season there that we had smoky skies. But now that, you know, Katakwa Ginsa no, we have fall happening right now. Look at how beautiful, beautifully clear the skies are.
It's so beautiful today.
What's that word? Wasisquen, when the sun's shining?
Wasisquen, yeah.
Wasisquen, we eat the mick.
Boy, tapwe na wikimaga na ya miuska mika semi na takwa ginsa no.
Miuskamin is spring, isn't it?
Yeah. What about Takwa Gunsano?
Takwa again is fall, yeah.
Oh, okay, got
but
that.
But there,
one.
You guys learned a couple of seasons there. Yeah. Speaking of today, though, you guys are in for a treat. We'll get to that a little bit later, but we have a really awesome interview today. You guys stick around and listen to it. You know, ever since we've been on here, we always talk about our experience at CP Thakanip Blue Quills University. And one of our instructors there that, you know, that we had the privilege of learning from was Dr. Kevin Lewis. So that's who we have on the show today. We went and did an interview with him. You guys stick around for that. But speaking of what's happening here in Naeho country, this weekend, if you guys, you know, want something to do, they do have the big Powwow Times Red Deer Powwow this weekend happening, 13th, 14th, 15th in Red Deer, Alberta. Patsimuin time.
Patsimuin. Hey, maybe we'll get a chance to, maybe inimito in, you know, mochigi tan. Well, maybe we'll dance, eh?
Yeah. You know what? You haven't even danced all summer. This guy, man, he was doing so good. We got him an outfit, chicken dancing. Last year, and we got, man, you have a real nice head roach too. You got to break that in sometime, Dal.
Yeah, tapoy, babe. Well, this weekend, I do have enough money now to get my stuff out of the pawn shop.
He didn't pawn it. Oh, shout out to all of my relatives out there in Red Pheasant.
Oh, Red Pheasant, man. Hey, nawagumaga na ka Red Pheasant. Askumone ka nasagitin kasagitin na. Wow, nawagumaga na.
Remember how we shared how to say Red Pheasant in Cree? It's actually, you're not saying Red Pheasant in Cree. It's a Miksuwati, like Eagle Hills.
Oh, cool. Miksuwati.
Yeah.
Miksuwati. All my relations out there, Lux Benson, my uncle. You know, and askumone today's actually, you know what? I just want to congratulate Miksuwati. You know what? You guys are the first ones to receive Cows and Plows in Treaty 6.
So if you have any relatives in Red Pheasant, make sure you hit them up after. You know, I think they got their Sunyao say. But congrats to them. You know, it's good. You know, around we're only a couple months away from Miyamanto Gisagao, that holiday time, Christmas time. So you guys keep that in mind. And I love going out that way. Last time we were out there in Red Pheasant was for Beatsy. What was the last holiday?
Yep, it was the Chief and Council Christmas round.
Yeah, it was around the holiday trail.
28th, actually.
That was good, though.
Really good. They had a live recording, if you remember that. So that was really cool. I was the stick man by Miasin Nikte. Guy Miasin.
You gave yourself the chick, the chicks, the sticks.
All the sticks and the chicks I gave myself.
He got the sticks and the chicks.
and the kicks.
I'm the only chick you're allowed
I
now.
I know. Kiapogo number one, my honey buns.
I'm your Ogamau Squirrel,
na wigmagan. Oh, you're right till when you're a nutsega, so you're going to be my baby doll.
You know what? We're so lucky, though, that we live real close to a place like Blue Quills where we, you know, we have these opportunities to speak with people who I you know, we know that play a huge part in teaching the language and culture and stuff like that. But speaking a little bit more on Dr. Kevin Lewis here, One of our first classes we took with him was a land-based learning class. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
And we
that.
Learned about, you know, how to make our own mascopami, egua, pipi, guanac, and stuff like that. You know, things for everything from like bear grease to medicines, and learning how to make whistles, and even plucking like ducks and geese and stuff. That was amazing, and just to be given that opportunity. But he is so knowledgeable and rich with teachings and language information. I'm really glad you got to talk to him today, but you guys stick around for that. Speaking of that, though, there are some more things happening around here in Cree Country. There were some round dances, wasn't there? You know what? Fort McKay was also supposed to be this weekend.
But Fort McKay canceled again. So, yeah, there's no Fort McKay.
Guys, don't go up there, even though I heard that there were 7 drums already registered. You guys, don't show up there.
Just go up there.
For the people.
For the people like that Fort McKay. But, yeah, a lot of things happening. There's that, we always talk about that round dance page on Facebook and social media.
Yeah, the official round dance, or association, official round dance association.
Absolutely.
And they post round dances not just here in Alberta and Saskatchewan. If you have any round dances anywhere, send them a poster. They'll share it for you. And there's lots of people that find it on there. I was just thinking about... there was an opportunity. Anybody else? I know we're the Cree Chatter Hour here, and we're directed at encouraging beginner speakers and anybody who wants to start speaking Cree. Maybe your fluency isn't that strong yet. But I know that there's a couple of opportunities for all Indigenous languages that we have here in Alberta. If you know any fluent speakers that want to look for an awesome opportunity, you guys email Jeremy at Windspeaker Media there. And they're looking for, you know, Dene speakers, Michif, Blackfoot, Sotina, Stony Nakoda, any of that. You know, you have an opportunity to share the language on, I believe it's actually kind of like what we're doing right now, right?
Yeah, it is the revitalization.
So you guys, if you hear this live on the radio, or even check out their webpage, they'll have more information. This is a perfect opportunity. Me and Nina Bim here have been doing it for about 2 years now, right?
2 years, I say.
Yeah, two years.
Yep.
Man, we started this in the middle of the pandemic there, actually that first year. And I remember, you know, we used to kind of, we shared a lot of what we did on there. And I'm really happy for this opportunity. But if you guys know any other language speakers out there, maybe you're interested in giving your shot at radio and sharing your language through here. We had full control over the creativity of our show. And that's why we decide to do what we do. We sing, we talk. Sometimes, you know, we argue.
we fight on here, but, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you know, all the way till the end. But I had a cool story I wanted to share with you, Nuigimagan, if we have some time here. Just real fast, I went to this, we had a CNC meeting in Aiksegegan.
CNC is Korean Council, Chief Council.
It's Cree Confederation. Yeah, we had a council meeting, and we had an elder come in as an advisor. Mm-hmm. And he had mentioned and talked about this position that was going to be offered to one of our employees that we offered from Frog Lake. And he had talked about the language, and he said, it's really important that you understand the language, because you're going to have to speak to the people and to the elders. So if you can, please take the time to try learn your language, mm-hmm. the language, our language. And that Oskinigo, I'll say he's an Oskinigo, because the way he reacted was, oh, Nemusum, you didn't take the time to teach me. You didn't teach me. You know, he kind of threw that at the at the elder, and the elder said, which was really cool, because it was the first time I've ever heard that. And he said, well, how do I compete? How do we compete with cell phones and laptops and iPads and movies and vehicles, he said. Yeah. And if I was to take that all away from you, would you learn the language?
That's distractions, right? Yeah, We're distracted by the modern everyday world. And I totally understand that, because and now, you know, we think about the way we learn Nehiliwin now. And I know we give resources, like if you are on a phone, like we talk about TikTok and stuff. But the best way to learn the language is in person, simply. Immerse yourself in it, like whether it's in class or you're doing things on the land. And I think that's why today's interview is so important, because Kevin Lewis, like the classes that he offers and the ones that we got to experience, and I'm actually in one of his classes now, They talk about that. They share those teachings. Because like we said, language is more than just something that we learn to communicate. And you're right.
I was just sitting there and I was going, ooh.
And you just put your phone away real slow. Ooh. I don't have a phone.
Shut off this projector, please, right now. But I thought it was
you just sign out of your Zoom call. Zink. Just out of the Zoom call. All of a sudden, you'll just pull up there.
Boy, but real smart, Arkateya, to mention stuff about distractions in a way, but also to be teaching, Skinny Gulak, right? You know, he said it in such a way to, he said, I take full responsibility, but how was I to get your attention when you had all of this distraction, distracting you? So I thought that was a learning thing. What our language, I always make mention to Kakyo, Noagumaganak, and Isinoak, and Nitotem. Nitotemak, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Nitotemak. Nitotemak. You try to, and I got to make sure I mention this, because I mention it all the time when I do have a chance to speak. When you listen to Kateak or anybody that's speaking, try to pick a word out of there that's going to...
I think that's, I notice you do that a lot, especially when we're talking to people. And you always say that. I remember we were talking to each other. And when you hear something that sounds familiar, that's the one. And you ask, okay, well, what does that mean? And I've heard, and you still do that today, hey?
Yep.
That's something I think it really, for me, the kind of things that worked for me was words I heard in songs. Words I heard in powwow songs, round dance songs, even in prayer. Because I think prayer is a really powerful, especially when you hear prayer in the language and Nehiwewin, and even if you understand a little bit or not, even if you don't understand, you feel that connection to it, and it's so important. I wish I could have heard that Kateak say that.
I know, I was just going, ooh, ooh.
And, while you're scrolling on your phone, let's put it away.
I was just scrolling on my phone on TikTok. But you hear things, and it was wonderful, right? So it was a good teaching for all of us, and I see why they have Kateya become part of your boards, or just to have that guidance, because that was a guidance. That was,
and not just that. I think it probably goes for everywhere and all leaders like that. It's important not to just be business all the time.
Yep.
It's not about just take care of business. This is what we have to do. And it is. It's important to keep our elders, because they are the knowledge keepers on the way. Where Nehio Mamto Neitzagan is our Cree way of thinking. And that's that connection to our ancestors is them. That's why they teach us. And one day we'll be like that too. Also, we were talking about books. Remember how we always mentioned different books? Like we were sharing the 100 Words of Cree, the one I told you about, what was it called? I Come Where I'm From or something. I just picked up two more today, but I'll share this one. I haven't got a chance to look at it, but it's called Dipskau Gisik, Night Sky Star Stories. And it's by Wilfred Buck. And how constellations and stuff like that, our Munyawak, they talk about Orion's belt and stuff like that. But there's different ones in here. Like we have animal ones, and there's teachings like Niska, the goose. I need to look at, there's even one called Sisi Gwen. And these are all old teachings, and our people had names for all the constellations too before European contact. So I haven't had a chance to look at this book yet, but you guys should check it out. You could probably find it online, but it's called Dipskau Gisik, Night Sky Star Stories by Wilfred Buck. It actually comes from the Manitoba First Nations Education Resource Center.
Let me see that. I'm gonna see that. Dipskau Gisik, Night Sky Star Stories.
Yeah, there you go. But you guys stick around. This next segment of the show is really awesome. We've been actually talking about trying to interview Kevin for a long time. Dr. Kevin Lewis, awesome language keeper and teacher, amongst, so many other cool things. But we want you guys to stick around, listen to some of his stuff that he has. He even does a lot of translating and what he shares too. So very valuable interview. Hope you guys enjoy it. Stay tuned after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.